Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
We're going to give 110% this out. No, 120% this out. Annoying things you say. 888-520-9710. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, how about when people say, let's be honest, can I be honest with you?
No, lie to me. It is the dumbest thing.
That's right up there with seriously.
Like everything else they said wasn't true before, I guess.
But can I tell you something?
Yeah.
No, that's the way I do it when I say just kidding after, I mean, I'm not honest with you, or maybe I am, and I'm saying just kidding afterwards.
Uh-huh.
But when, obviously, you watched American Idol, that's what Simon always says before he wants to rail into somebody that he doesn't really, that he kind of likes. Now, can I be honest with you and tell you the truth? And not, don't get mad at me. I'm trying to help you out.
Right, yeah.
Don't get all sobby and say I'm being an ass for telling you this. I want to be honest. Can I be honest with you?
So it's true.
You don't want to be honest with you and let everyone else lie to you, because that's why you're here auditioning in front of me, because everyone's lied to you.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you want to hear is lies, then fine.
So it's a trickery thing, because you're not going to say no.
It's prefacing
when someone says,
going
to be honest.
I'm going to basically hurt your feelings. Can I be honest with you?
With you?
Did I say with?
You did.
I said with.
It's
my partial.
Next time someone says it to you, say no.
No, lie to me.
No, no, no.
I can't handle honesty.
You're
going to
be honest with me? Stop talking.
You don't look fat in that shirt.
Oh, God. Just kidding.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email here. Some of these things, I guess we can all agree on, the irritating, annoying phrases and words that people say.
Mm-hmm.
But some are just personal pet peeves, like Greg here, who's emailed. He says, when you go to a restaurant, after they give you the food, they say, enjoy. That bugs the crap out of me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't say that, I wouldn't enjoy it?
But
forcing you to enjoy it? What's wrong with enjoy, actually? Enjoy.
That's what I'm saying.
It's right up there with bon appetit.
Enjoy.
Hmm.
So
it's not guaranteed I'm going to enjoy it. Right. It's a suggestion.
Yeah.
It's not just saying, well, I'm not going to enjoy it. You're telling me you're giving me crappy food.
It's actually a command. It's like, you will.
Why not say?
Enjoy.
It's suggesting. Enjoy.
Why not say, I hope you enjoy your dinner, if you need anything else.
But do you have to be hopeful because there's something I should know that you're hopeful?
I'm pretty sure there's a pubic hair in there.
Okay.
But, hey, enjoy.
It's a matter of faith now whether or not I'll enjoy this.
Avoid what?
How about here's your food? Is this what you ordered?
Why do you have to say that? Clearly, I know that. I'm an idiot. You just put down a chicken quesadilla and you have to tell me it's food? What am I, a dum-dum? Go away.
I'm like a fire reporter.
No tip for you.
And they're putting out the fire. As you can see, they're hosing down the fire.
As you can see.
Here's your food.
Right.
Here's the fire.
We all do that, though. Like, I'll make somebody a coffee and I'll sit down in front of you. Here's your
coffee. Here you go. Well, yeah, thank you. I'm not blind. I know.
I know. Stupid.
Joan in Orange with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hi there. I don't understand what people say. I have a bad sore throat. That's why I can't talk.
That's okay.
When people say, having said that, after they say something.
Yeah.
I do that.
Having said that.
It's like a new paragraph in the middle of your speech.
It's your vocal dot, dot, dot.
Right. Or that said, you know. I don't understand that.
Oh, let me explain it to you. It's like the summary is forthcoming.
Anyway.
He's not done yet.
Yeah. Right. But I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to bring it on home, baby. In conclusion, having said that.
These are really important
Frosty,
words.
She sounds a little like your mother. Do you sense that about her?
Not
she sounds
really.
A little, she has that like sweet sort of little bit raspy. Hi, Frosty.
Happy birthday right now to Frosty. It sounds like his mom.
Happy birthday, Frosty.
Not at all.
No, nothing.
I'm talking about his brother.
I have a terrible sore throat. I can hardly talk. I don't even know why.
You want some white root and ball tonic?
Hey, no.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, not that, no.
Go away now, Joan. Cut your losses.
Okay.
You feel better, too, okay?
Thanks.
You know, having said that.
Annoying. Moving on. Annoying things you say. Hello, Larry.
Hey, guys. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. Since the first day you came on there, I got to tell you, I love you guys.
Wow, thank you.
But real quick, two words. What not, when people use the word what not, and when Frosty says the stupid words of a couple three. That's crap.
How many beers did you have, Frosty? A couple three.
I do that, don't I?
Yes, you do. Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank. Frank Army, by the way. How about giving me a prize, Frank?
Actually, I don't have any prizes today.
Something from the Bag of S?
Bag of S didn't even bring it into the studio today.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, you guys have a good day.
Maybe next time, man.
See you later.
Call back, Larry.
You get a couple zero prizes. A couple three means really four or five, by the way.
Do people still say, and a bag of chips?
Oh, God.
Not for two decades.
I hope not.
She's all that in a bag of chips. Haven't heard that since Ricky Lake show.
She fat and all that. Bitch, stop beeping my man. Some of my favorite Ricky Lake episodes, by the way. Just in case anybody wonders.
You scare me.
I know.
Let's bring it back.
Very hungry.
And a bag of chips.
That's the sort of thing your mom is just now discovering and saying.
No, we'll give out prizes. You just won some KY and a bag of chips. And actually give them a bag of chips.
You won tickets. You won.
If it's so good.
Right.
Then why not throw a bag of chips on one of our crappy prizes?
You won
all this and a bag of chips.
Dinner for two at Elisa's Trattoria and a bag of chips.
You won an old doorknob and a bag of chips.
I like it.
Sales department, you can sell this.
Yeah.
Get Chesty on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Are they still in business, Chesty?
God, maybe not. Ruffles. Chesty Cesari. I'm old.
And I have a Chesty gift card.
Do you really?
Oh.
So I'm going to use that.
Use that Woolworth.
Here's a Levitt's gift card and a bag of chips. Let's just start giving out worthless gift cards. Here's a gift card to Circuit City. And a bag of chips.
Here's $50 you can spend at Enron or WorldCom or Lucent Technology. The list goes on, doesn't it? Soon to be Chrysler, General Motors, and Ford.
Yeah, I was just going to say, oh, you just want a brand new car from GMC.
Chad in Long Beach, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
Mine is a Mexican pronunciation. My wife and I went to Lamaze class, and the lady said, it hurted. I said, what the hell is hurted? And then my wife just started laughing.
See, that's like a child talk. Yeah. Like, it hurted. What hurts?
Or like the other word they used was... She was trying to say geisha, like she was dressed up as a geisha girl, and she goes geisha. Like they try to spell it too much into it. You know what I mean?
No.
Not really.
No. You know what I'm saying?
I guess I'm the blonde one.
No, the herded thing. I didn't know that was a Mexican.
Here's Kenny. Here's a good one. You know what? Know what?
Can I ask you a question?
Can I be honest with you? No. Yeah.
But you know what is so big, you're going to say, now what? You know what?
What?
See?
It does. You're never going to turn it down.
Can I ask you a question? No.
Oh. Do you know what is very...
I know a question's coming.
You know what?
I don't know what.
It's very familiar. Sure. It's very buddy. Like it's like a hand on the shoulder. You know what? You know, it's like a statement of affection before the next thing.
Right.
Can I just tell you?
There's nothing good coming after you know what. That's like, can I be honest?
Or, you know what?
You start looking at yourself. What?
You know what?
Why don't you sit down?
You know what? This is the greatest radio segment ever.
You know what? You're a liar.
Seriously?
Can I be honest with you? I agree. Brittany, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Aren't you listening? It should be self-evident.
And we're going to run this in the ground because it's your birthday.
Yeah. In tribute.
I have two of them for you.
All right.
First one is people who aren't from the South who say y'all after everything.
Oh, yeah. You can't pull it off without a twang.
Right. And the second one I'm guilty of myself is when they say sweet. Like, that's sweet. Instead of cool or okay.
Well, mm-hmm. I do that as well. I thought that was the N word. Is it evolved past being cool now?
It makes me want to stab myself in the eye.
She's going to say like Peter Griffin.
Sweet.
Oh, Pina. Oh, I bet they hate that too when I do
You like that, Brittany?
Sweet.
I think I emphasize the W. Sweet. They're great.
Here's one Frosty never uses but should. To make a long story short.
And most people are lying when they say that.
Yeah, we usually say, oh, too late.
They detect the red flag that you're boring everyone, so you think that's going
to
keep them interested.
To make a long story short.
It's like a radio station slogan that means nothing, like, and now more music. No, not really. You know what I hate the people with Hispanic accents do? Though I love accents.
Breathe.
Oh, now.
You're an angry man, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I love accents. Accents to me are like music in an orchestra. I can sit in a train with people speaking in foreign languages around me in a foreign country, and it's like cellos, violins, and piccolos.
And you don't know what they're saying about you?
No, but it's music to my ears. I love accents. But it seems weird if someone is speaking perfect, fine English with no accent, and they get to maybe their name, blah, 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 I'm Linda Alvarez.
Yeah.
They put... You know what I'm saying?
There's a girl on Dexter, the head cop, the Hispanic girl. She really does it. She goes, hey, Dexter, did you get the blood spatter back? Because I got to get the results to Miguel Prado. And you're like, my God. I mean, it's like she's like, I got to get Miguel Prado. And you're like, okay, wow, wait. I mean, she really does
Why
it.
Would you have to say
we
the name?
We always go back and watch it again because I'm like, oh, my God, that's hilarious to me.
Is it like insulting to someone who speaks?
Right, to say Miguel Prado, you have to go, Miguel Prado. All right. What do I know? That's so true, though. I hate that. Although it is kind of funny.
So do Hispanic native speakers think you're a sellout if you say the name with an English accent as opposed to
like
Hispanic
accent?
Yeah,
like if I were speaking full-on Spanish, Frank Kramer. That's a horrible Spanish, but you get the drift.
This is not good Spanish.
Well, I can't speak it quickly.
I'm speaking Turkey.
I can't.
That's Turkish.
Turkish. Yeah.
Turkey.
Come on, dude.
Turkey. You can't wait for my turkey pun. And
I know.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait for the
telling of the Thanksgiving joke next week.
And we can expect that Tuesday?
And Jack wants to start doing that, putting things in the future to say, hey, be sure and listen.
Frank is
going to
tell the annual Thanksgiving joke.
It'll be the Monday after Thanksgiving.
No, do it Tuesday.
No, before.
Tuesday before.
Oh, well.
Oh, actually,
it has to be after.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Frank's heard me tell for 20 years, and every time I tell it, I think he hasn't heard it.
Right.
And it's never a setup. It'll just be dropped in somewhere, just salted in. So be warned, the 21st telling of the annual Thanksgiving joke.
Yeah, the Monday following Thanksgiving, right. 10 a.m.
It is a favorite, though, a holiday favorite. Right. I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Here's Rick in Gardena saying he hates when people say Valentine's.
Oh.
Me too.
Valentine's Day.
There's no excuse for that.
There's no Saint Valentine.
Annoying things we say. Joe in Eagle Rock.
How you doing, guys?
What's up, Joe?
What's up, man?
Heidi, you really have a very sexy hot body. I gotta tell you that. And Frosty, if you're really trying to hide your age, you gotta be at least 47 years old is what
Ooh,
I'm
How dare you? I'm
you
not
should
even
go
close.
To the fair.
I'm not even close to 47. Maybe my waist is 47.
The duration took 2 years off.
This one here might be a little old school, but this is one word I cannot stand that people say. Instead of saying the word no, they say nah.
Nah.
Stand that.
I hate that.
Oh, kill me. I love you guys.
Thanks,
love
Joe.
You too,
oh,
Joe.
I've got one. Coming up, it's the first annual
Danny Bonaducci show. Oh.
Well, but first annual.
No,
it's
inaugural.
Yet.
Oh, I know.
Inaugural.
Aaron, hello. What's annoying?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Happy birthday, Frosty.
Oh, we're not talking about that, but thank you.
Hey, just want to... Frosty, you got to lose the hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity.
It's hoity-toity.
Yeah, that one's bad.
No, that's my catchphrase. It's going to sweep the nation soon.
And and white and where and why and whip.
Why are you so hung up on the fact that I put a little air behind
you put
the
H behind
why
it.
Cool whip. John, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. What's annoying things you say?
Hey, from the world of sports, Joel Myers, the Lakers announcer.
Yeah.
Like, every time the Lakers get more than one shot on goal, they'll say, that's a second chance opportunity.
That's his crutch.
Second chance opportunity.
It's a second chance or it's a second opportunity. We really need both.
Yeah, very good. Nice.
That's fucking 100 miles an hour.
Thank you. Double A in Orange County, what's up?
Hi, guys.
Oh, stop
Hi,
it. That's just so, that's annoying.
MCO.
Happy birthday, Frosty.
Thank you.
Heidi, you're hot. How about a little something-something or Seacrest's Secrets Out?
Oh, those are your ear tangles.
Does he still do that?
Yeah, I think
so. I don't know.
Well, that's his thing, though. That's his phrase. But... Excuse me?
No, don't ever do that again. Although it is his birthday.
Dirk, what's annoying?
Two phrases. The first one is, are you serious? People say that all the time. And my bad is something that drives me crazy.
My bad.
My bad.
Kind of childish.
I used to, it's usually teenagers that say that.
I still say that. But luckily for me, I'm never back.
I was just going to say, when have you ever admitted fault? My God, it's bizarre.
Never had to.
I know.
But if I had to, that'd be my crutch.
Hey, my bad.
You know what I hate? You. But also...
Well, the feeling is very mutual.
These people who... It's like a corporate thing. Team Xerox.
Yeah.
Team Pinsky. Team McDonald's. No.
It's a team.
Well, yeah, it should be the Xerox team, not Team Xerox.
Hmm.
They think they're being so hoity-toity by switching the
Throw
words
beer
around.
Bottle.
They're not following me.
Frosty and other people say, I love her to death.
Another death reference,
and
yeah.
It's always followed by a but. I love her to death, but. And Heidi uses way too much.
Yeah, I agree. It makes me sound stupid. I agree. The worst. I agree. And like. Ugh, shoot me.
Really?
Yeah, I say that too much, too.
Shoot me?
No, like and Because it irritates me when news reporters are doing it, and I make fun of them, and I know that if I listen back to tapes of this show, I would make fun of myself. Jesus, idiot. You can't come up with another word besides I say a lot.
Usually a trained broadcaster won't fall back on the crutch of filling airtime with
I understand this.
Let's take another call. Andy, hello.
Hey. What I wanted to tell you was, you know that there's a lie coming when someone is swearing to God, swearing on their mother's grave, honestly and for real, just before they tell you something. You know?
Maybe so.
You just brace yourself, because here's the lie.
See, what I say is, I think I said this earlier today, I'll say, I swear on all that's holy.
Yeah.
Didn't I say that earlier about something? I forget what. That doesn't mean I'm going to lie.
You say it a lot, yeah.
It just means I know you sometimes think I'm half full of crap, but this one time, believe it or not, I'm actually going to tell you the truth. That's what it means. Isn't it funny? Hello, Rick. What annoying thing do you say?
Hey, Frank Army.
What's up, man?
Frosty Navy.
Thank you.
Hey, how about couldn't care less? Or no, should be couldn't care less.
No, people say could care less, yeah.
I could
tell this. How about look, listen, you know, people got your attention. They don't have to start off with that, right?
Right. I'm kind of done with this, guys.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, it seems like it's dying.
No, it wasn't dying. It was a great time. It was a great time.
It's like you're at the deathbed now.
Until that one, death rally.
You sure you're done?
Maybe about 10 after.
I was done long ago. I'm definitely done now.
You were done after the top eight?
I'm done with this.
Oh, Frosty, something in the paper that I know will annoy you, since we are on, speaking of annoying, Salvation Army bell ringers.
Oh, yes.
Oh, listen to this. Now?
See, that's like a needless thing, right? I know. We're going to listen regardless.
Well, around here, you never know. The Salvation Army is experimenting with, if you don't have any cash, you can use a credit or debit card.
With the standard of the machine strapped around their waist?
Yeah.
A debit card at the bell ringer thing?
Yeah, because they found that a lot of people, when they're coming out of a store, you know what you do? You go, I don't have any.
But that's a lie.
I don't have any. I know.
That's what
you
say.
So now this is going to take away my life. Like, well, I just came out of a store, and I can't go,
Yeah, you can.
Well, but they know that I probably have a debit or credit card.
Not if you can't. I mean, if you got bags, you can say, I stole this stuff.
Oh, there's that. You could do that. Yeah, they're
so
doing
really,
that.
You can't say, no, I don't have my credit card because you. Well, how'd you buy that stuff?
Starting in Colorado Springs, Colorado, the season, 5 bell ringers, first to accept debit and credit cards along with spare change and bills. The kettle tradition needs to be tweaked as most consumers increasingly carry only plastic. They don't. We know we have cash. We just are sick of giving. You go to Walmart and Target and this one and that one. You're like, I'm done.
It's the universal thing you say to someone you have money that you just don't feel like giving them to.
I don't have anything with me. Right.
If you respond with, well, I take Visa, now you're getting. Now you're
putting me on the spot.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have
now
to,
what do I say? Well, what, you want to embarrass me now?
And that's annoying.
Absolutely.
I'm just glad you brought beer in today.
I got more.
I'm going to need more. Think of how I feel.
It goes good with our next story.
A lot more beer.
Hello, beer.
My friend.
Coming up, something completely different. I pray to all
you
that's
make
holy.
Everything tolerable.
Oh, now he's making out with a beer bottle. Lovely.
Help. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1 FM Talk.
Hopefully you'll still be here at 2 o'clock Pacific time, top of the hour. Danny Bonaducci takes over then, and Tom Likas at 3. Well, we're not done. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. More to come.
You promised something completely different.
I did. And now this. Oh! You know, times are tough. You know that? Do you notice how crappy the economy is today?
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This week? Sales are going to be down for Christmas. We know that. A lot of you, everyone in this room, most of you listening to the show, have less money now than you had this time last year and the year before. That means maybe Christmas rolls around and you cannot give a Christmas present for those who celebrate Christmas. But I have a list of things you can do that will cost you next to nothing. Ready for Frosty's Holiday Cheap Gift Suggestions.
Is this really all that different?
Ready?
Okay.
This is for if you can't buy stuff this year. No money. A. Loan your nicest car, or if you have one, motorcycle, to the person for the weekend. Frank.
Oh, God. Could you see him on your new potty? Seriously.
You, two motorcycles.
You can't even ride a motorcycle.
Can you ride a motorcycle?
I used to be able to, into a swing set.
Anyway. That's the last time you rode a motorcycle, and he wrecked it.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's that. Okay, that was A. Two, offered, this is terrible, offered to tend the grave of a relative of their choice.
What? Offered
go,
a
go
what?
Go pick weed.
You go pick weed from one of their relatives.
Wow, holly jolly.
You know, stuff they just don't know what you're doing.
How about a gift card?
C, offer to put up one of their out-of-town guests at your house. Well, that's good. If they have guests coming in town for the holidays, hey, as a Christmas present to you.
Nobody would consider that a gift.
Yes.
Unless you say, as a present to you.
Right.
Right, because normally you would say, hey, if you, there, I have plenty of room. I mean, if they need a place to stay, they can stay with me if they need to.
I think it's a nice gift.
You have to say, hey, as a gift to you.
It's like if you have a party at your house for somebody else.
Right.
Say it's a birthday party. And I throw a party for Frosty at my house.
Right.
He'd still expect a gift. The party at my house is not really considered a gift.
That's why you have to verbalize, hey, dude, just so you know, times are tough, but this party is your gift.
And you would say, who's going to say times are tough, this party is your gift? You'd say, you consider this party the gift?
Right.
What a cheap ass.
How little you think of me. I was going to like say, aw, and melt in your arms weeping, like a big old weeping thing.
I love your analogies. You always describe things so well.
He really, you know,
put it in a different light where I can pretty much see it.
Just when you think, just when you think he's going to zig, he zigs.
I've learned well from Mr. Bean. So
he didn't even hear that. That's good though.
Just when you zig, you think you wanted to zig. Yes, I heard it.
No, you didn't. You didn't give it the credit, zigger.
It's okay. Oh. It's his birthday.
All right. So one is loan a car or motorcycle for the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a pickup truck. Or a pickup, excuse me. Yeah, pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go out and you wreck or you run over and kill somebody,
oh,
isn't it my insurance that has to pay for my car? My insurance rates go up, and then
the insurance follows the car.
Yeah, so
yeah, you're right. Okay, I'm crossing
that
off. Forget the liability issue. Okay, that was one.
Mm-hmm.
B was offered a tender grave.
That is retarded.
And, three was offered to put up one of their out of town guests at your house, and D donate a day of labor. Now this one I like.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give you a thing, a store-bought item, but here's a certificate.
But I'll clean your gutters.
There you go.
Oh, come on.
No, clean the gutters and or clean out the garage, do yard work, paint, haul trash, whatever. It's a certificate. You print it up like 8 by 10.
Is this for children who can't afford to get their parents something?
It could be me to you, me to her, me to mom, dad to anyone, friend to friend. Look, I'm poor this year. But I will give you a day of my time. I'll give you a Saturday.
And my Christmas gift is don't worry about it.
Oh.
Well, that's kind of refusing my gift then, isn't it?
Well, it's not really a gift if you have to.
No, but he couldn't afford to get you anything
to
either.
Say, hey, Frank, I'll come over and clean the leaves out of your gutters. I mean, it's hard times and stuff. You're not really wanting. If I accepted that gift, you'd think I'm a douche.
No,
right?
I'm a gift.
You're up on my roof and I'm out there with a beer going, hey, you missed some. I see a twig back there behind you about 5 feet sticking out of the gutter.
Well, don't stand out there like Leona Helmsley bitching. It's a gift, for crying out loud. Don't knock the gift horse in its mouth or whatever the phrase
is. So you're not really doing it well. You're just up on my roof as a gift.
It doesn't matter if I do a good job or not.
If you dress as Santa, I'll accept it. Santa cleaning my gutters.
And you only come around once a year. Perfect.
I thought that was actually a good one. Donate a day of your labor, a day of your time on a weekend. I'll help around your house, garage,
you
yard.
Would never do that. I'd have you clean up stuff for me.
See, that is...
Well,
I think,
be one of my workers.
I think where this comes in handy is where... and this actually...
Well, I'd hire others just that you could hang out with in the cul-de-sac on your lunch break.
I think this is where it comes in handy is when somebody says, you know what, I'll watch the kids. You know, you pick a Saturday in December that you all want to go out and go do Christmas shopping or whatever, and I know it's tough. Whatever Saturday you pick... We got the kids all day. We'll take them and keep them coming.
I really think anyone's going to accept Frosty's offer.
Well,
kids.
Probably not Frosty, but I think like that's a great gift to give somebody. Like, why don't you guys just do Saturday, do whatever you're going to do, whatever it is, and we'll watch the kids from however early. If they want to spend the night, they can spend the night. Well, we've done that.
That was actually E on my list of several things. Yeah, kid or cat and dog
sit. That's a pretty nice gift to give to
really
somebody.
Is.
You're like, jeez, a whole day without
friend,
the kids.
Cheap gift is if you do have naked pictures of your wife or girlfriend, you give them to your friend.
All right.
How,
now, is that
what?
A couple gift, or do you just sign for Love, Frank? Merry Christmas, Love, Frank.
You already have it.
Right.
It's not going to cost you anything.
Maybe to frame it or something.
Print them out.
Yeah.
Give them to your friend.
He would like
in
it.
In the spirit of Christmas, here's this.
There's pictures of my naked
and
wife.
And it's the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, whenever you look at it, it's
can
just...
Can you believe she's that flexible?
Giving again.
Won't that make them feel bad if they don't have a wife like that?
And no, because then they can go home and put that in their spank bag.
And look what she can do with a Yule log. My God.
Uh-huh. So then when their wife finds that picture and their marriage breaks up...
Mm. Well, for your birthday, you know, you guarantee you're getting pictures of his wife.
Tit for tat.
I have more cheap holiday gifts for the broke and destitute. Also, your calls, 888.
Is it top eight?
I do have eight, actually. Oh. How'd you know I had eight?
You at least do everything in eights.
No, I had 10, but I crossed off two. I called a mulligan on two. I didn't think we're worth it.
Everything is about eight, eat, anything that's related to that sort of word.
888-520-9710 is our number. What's your suggestion for the poor, Daniel?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Dan?
Well, two things. Just to tie into the annoying things. Frosty, stick to either numbers or letters. Don't jog back and forth, man. That's annoying.
Glad someone noticed I was being funny.
All right, number two, that last gift item that you were saying about doing labor, kind of sounds like being Mexican for a day. What's up with that?
And C...
My gift to you is I'm going to be your Mexican for a day.
Well, that's racist.
Well, I was just going by what you guys said.
Okay, fine. Number six, if you're poor and you can't actually afford a store-bought gift. Oh, this is nice. This is very, very cheap. You can do this on eBay. Go on eBay or someplace like that and get a book or magazine.
Do a book.
Wait. Or magazine.
Print it.
But you knock this now. This is your greatest Christmas gift you're going to get, by the way.
Great.
Print. Wait till you see what it is. Printed on the week or possibly day of their birth. How cool is
it? You did that for me already. Don't do it again.
I'm doing it again. When did I do it?
You already did it.
When? I don't remember that.
My birthday. Probably when I turned 30.
What did I give you?
You gave me the 1970 September issue of Playboy.
Well, you're about to get it again.
Did I really? Nixon presidential button.
I actually gave you the Playboy magazine for Christmas, the year you were born.
The year and month that you were born.
No,
you both did it 1 year.
Well, guess what? You got to get another one because I just bought one on eBay. I totally forgot.
It shows the thought that went involved. You both already done it once.
I'm not going to do it.
I had all this crap from 1970.
You should have three of them now, then.
Yeah, I do. I will. Then you give me another one. Great.
I totally spaced it. We'd already done that twice. Well, enjoy. another gift for the poor to give on Christmas. Oh, I like this. Assuming you have a computer, if you don't, go to the public library and find one there and print out a booklet of 10. It can be little papers stapled together. A booklet of 10 coupons. Each one says,
oh God,
you're right, I'm wrong.
No.
Give them a coupon book for 10 argument settlers.
But that means...
with an expiration date at the end of the year.
Boo.
You're right. I'm wrong.
But that if you give them that, that's for them to use.
Right. They'll use against you the next time you have disagreements, discussions.
So they give you one. So it says, you're right, I'm wrong.
It's a gift.
10
for
you're
you.
Right, I'm wrong coupons. No,
if you give me 10 you're right, I'm wrong coupons.
Yeah.
During the year, I peel one off. It says, you're right, I'm wrong. I give it back to you.
Right.
What's it say? Read it.
It's, when I get it, it says,
you're right, I'm wrong.
No. But you have to read it. No, I get you, the confusion. You have to say.
It's really a gift for you.
No, you have to actually read it to them and give it to them. Otherwise, the meaning can be misunderstood. It's acknowledging
that
you're
dumb.
Okay, so you keep the coupon book. They open it and go, but I'll be keeping this, right? Because it's important for me to say,
I'm changing.
You're right. I'm wrong, and I give you the coupon because I've already used that one. So now I still have my book of coupons.
But you don't show them the whole book of...
No, whatever it says, it can't say, you're right, or I'm wrong, or I'll shut up.
No,
because every time you give that back, you're referring to yourself.
Right,
because
so it's your
coupon. So it needs to say, I'm right, you're wrong. That's what it should say.
No, you give them a book of I'm a dumbass.
But then
now they're going to go, I'm a dumbass, right. Thanks. But no, you give those back to me during the year.
Then it should say, you're a dumbass.
No, because if you give...
I got it. So I give
you
the book of
10.
How about
no coupon books?
This is the worst thing ever to get or
give. How about get a second job around the holidays and buy a goddamn gift?
Number
eight. Gift.
Oh, that's good.
There's stuff that's too big to sell on eBay.
Yes.
If you're in a community that doesn't allow yard sales, something you don't need anymore, give it to somebody.
You know what? That's what we should do on this show this year. We can only give gifts to each other
that we already have.
I
like it.
Well, I've already bought stuff.
Well, I already have the stuff you bought me.
But we got to plan this for 09 or 010.
No,
I've already got stuff on the way.
Well, true.
This is the last Christmas, so might as well get rid of our stuff in our garage.
We can only give each other gifts.
Yes.
I've spent a fortune on stuff for you guys. Now what do I do with that?
You said we weren't spending a fortune, that you want to do a $20
minimum.
It's a fortune of $20 items.
Maximum.
Damn it.
We're that cheap. You have to put a minimum on it.
That's what I say we do. It's could be funny. Could be. I'm not guaranteeing anything. And it doesn't cost us anything. And it would really make us be clever and have to explain, why did I give you that?
Yeah.
Too late this year. It's already done for me.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
You guys
do it
amongst yourselves then.
All right, we'll do it.
No,
me and
I'll
you,
do
Heidi.
Fine, exclude the fat kid once again.
Are they excluding you? My God, you see how he turns it around and make it look like everybody hates him?
Play your cliquish games.
We wanted to play it with you. You said, no, I aren't getting anything. So we'll do it anyway. Now you guys left me out.
You can still play.
And you are insane. I'm
taking my ball and going home.
Please do any day. Okay. That'd be the best gift ever.
Where was I? Number 7? Okay.
That's way better than cleaning my gutters.
Hell yeah.
H is wash and detail their car.
Mm.
How cool is that?
Some people aren't good at it, though.
Picky.
Seriously. You'd be picky. You're like, what?
You miss the spot.
Yeah, you actually have to buff the wax off.
So you're
going to
go out there and inspect it with your white glove after I've spent 2 hours in the hot sun slaving away washing and buffing and waxing and shining your car. You can go out there and inspect it. What kind of ass are you? It's a gift I'm giving you.
All right.
Here, take this card, too. It's a coupon.
Fair enough. You're right, I'm wrong.
888-520. What, I'm right? As I read this? You're right and I'm wrong? I'm reading it.
I like this one. Gift idea. It's cheap. Offer to put an old pet down. I will kill your dog, Frosty, so you don't have to.
Oh,
wow-wee.
Well, the intention is good.
I'll save you the...
Because you know it's too hard for you to make the decision.
Emotional torture of having to take your dog down there. I'll just go pick him up, and he'll be dead, and you'll never know.
I don't think so.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
Well.
Happy holidays.
It would be almost like he ran away.
Mm.
No.
In your mind, you won't have to actually be the person who puts him down. Kills him.
No.
All right. Still out there, though.
Chris, yes. Chris, hello.
Hello?
What's up?
Hey, thinking sexual pleasure for a girl would be the best thing to give away.
Like a coupon book?
Frank hates that, though. You hate that, right? Like if I say, hey, it's happy birthday, and I'm just there with a bow around me and you got to unwrap me, you hate that, right? Because you're saying I should do that all year long.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Well, yeah,
but what if I offer up something that I never do all year round?
This should be nothing you never do.
No, that one thing.
What one thing?
You know, the one thing that kind of scares me unless I've had lots to drink.
Does it involve your big toe?
His.
Oh. Oh.
But on your birthday, I go, honey, hope you clip.
All right, maybe it's something totally crazy.
Right. Then I'm like, okay, I'm not doing this on a random Tuesday night, but if it's your birthday, whatever you want. Okay.
But now that you've done it. It's in the game plan.
Yes,
it's in the playbook.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Frank's going to use his coupons as he gets to clean your gutter.
Was that some
dressed
sort of
as Santa
sexual term?
Of course not. Not for me. Never is. But there you go. Hope I helped.
You did.
I'm like the Martha Stewart of radio Christmas gift giving, am I not?
It's a good thing.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk. I'd like to thank everyone for helping make this an enjoyable, fun, happy birthday show.
It was, wasn't it?
It was great.
I had a great time.
We did everything you wanted to talk about. We got...
I had more, but we're out of time.
Broke for the holidays. There's help. We also did your most irritating sayings.
Oh, wasn't that stellar? They should put that in the time capsule for future radio audiences to enjoy.
Mm. Well, you were up late at night watching your birthday crest the midnight moon.
Yes, I could have gone on more about that.
You were probably working on this stuff. It worked out for you.
Right.
Mm.
Anyway.
It was all you today. All about you.
Don't blame this disaster show on me. It's because I was doing it.
What do you want to talk about now?
I don't want to talk about anything now. I'm passing the ball.
Classmates.com or something?
I've got that as well if you want, but I'm not a ball hog.
I just looked down and see what you had.
I'm not a ball hog.
No, it's your day to be a hog.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, but...
Well, most every day is the day you're a hog, but this is the day that you're supposed to be hoggish.
Right. Everything is about you.
Oh,
Frosty Stillwell, this is your life.
Oh, gee, there's so many stories I could have done and so little time remaining. I could do that one. Did you know Classmates.com is being sued by a guy... You know what Classmates.com is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to explain?
I don't think so.
Have you ever gone on there looking for old classmates?
Yes, but I haven't signed up because I didn't feel like giving them my name, email address, or whatever. I got this thing. I'm kind of weird. I got this thing about giving out my information to companies who then distribute it, and suddenly I get 500 spam advertisements. I hate being a hot lead, so to speak. So if it gets to the point where they want me to sign up to continue, I just close out and leave.
You know you're a desperate company when Frosty's your hot lead. God, close the doors already.
And if you've ever been on a site where you can investigate people, I've investigated you two as far as I could for free.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he says, okay, put in a name. And, detective, blah, 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 .com. And it'll show you tantalizing information. And it gives you like, okay, we know you. This is the person.
Yeah.
But to actually see it, it's $14.95, please, in your charge card.
Oh,
that's when I go, no, sorry.
Okay. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have poked around classmates.com, though I haven't joined. I haven't paid money for their gold plan. Apparently this one guy, let's see, named Anthony Michaels, last year about Christmas Eve, says he got a thing. Classmates.com told this guy, Anthony, last Christmas Eve that his former school chums were trying to contact him. He got an email, like you all get, from an unsolicited email from a company. Says, someone's trying to contact you on Classmates.com. It's an old friend. Well, wow, that the wonders of the Internet. Some old chum from years ago is trying to look me up. So he goes on there, and I guess to see that, you have to upgrade to their premium membership, which is about $15. So once he entered his card information, paid his $15, oh, good, let's see what old pal from my school days is trying to find me. So he paid the $15, goes in there, and there weren't any.
Ooh.
Nobody was trying to look.
Is this a personal story?
No, yeah. I told you the guy's
Come
name,
on.
Anthony Michaels.
Yeah, right. Tony Michaels, spit of the hills and popples it.
No,
Michaels.
You probably worked with the Tony Michaels back in the day in Grand Rapids.
This is a personal story.
Tony Michaels did night.
And I paid $15.
It's Chris Michaels.
Kelly
Michaels.
Chris Matthews.
I don't know who to believe anymore.
Is it Chris Matthews?
Chris Matthews. Yeah, that's another guy. Anyone with the name Matthews, Michaels, or Chris in radio is lying.
Or Stevens. Mark Stevens.
Michael Stevens. Kelly Michael Stevens. In the morning. No, this isn't me. This actually happened to a guy named Anthony Michaels. He really parted with $15 to upgrade to the gold membership so he could see who was looking for him. And then he found out nobody had tried to contact him. Nobody tried to look at his profile. It was a scam. He's filed a punitive class action lawsuit.
Birthday to you.
Oh, it's about time.
Birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy birthday, dear Frosty. Happy birthday.
You feel better now?
I was starting to worry just like a minute to go with the show, and there was no cake in the house. And I thought,
I said, wait till 150 before you bring
to make
that
you
in.
Sweat.
There's like nine candles a year
Cameras.
For every decade.
It's the
and
age
cute
you
girls. We're helping get cute girls. They work here.
Wow, this is cool. I'm honored. Do I get to make a wish?
Yes.
Please.
And blow.
Are you going to eat it after my breath hits this cake? Because after I blow across it, God knows what will spew out for me.
Come on! Look at that!
Oh, there you go.
That's all the air I had. One more candle, I'd have been out.
Oh,
it's a pink, curly, like
princess
a Barbie
of the world.
Princess cake. Very, very
keys
nice.
Keys to everything.
Yeah, I'm eating this. Thanks, guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
Want to see if my wish came true? Go get the ratings. Bring them in.
Nope, it didn't. Should have blown harder. Or
thank
maybe
you.
I should have.
That's awesome.
Thank you. So meaningful.
Aww.
Aren't you flattered?
Meaningful.
See?
Really meaningful.
Frosty.
No, it was meaningful.
See, he's going to complain about this, too. So.
No, I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be... No, I shouldn't say anything.
Yeah, but it's my fault.
No, the thing is,
he wasn't in a bad mood at all.
No, it was nice. But
say it.
Well, a couple things. One, I hardly knew anyone in that crowd.
Cajal.
him.
Shmi.
Eric.
Yeah.
Dominoy.
Him. The rest are like strangers, so it didn't really count.
Three attractive women that I've
oh
not...
Oh, my God.
I was like, I don't know. Where'd you get these ladies?
They're really hot.
There are three attractive women and a couple others, but, you know, where's my friends at this company, the people I actually know and care
We're
about?
We're here.
Then you, but there's others.
Who?
What, they're too busy to stop in?
Who?
Where's Jack Silver?
During,
where's
Heidi's birthday.
Where's the other people? Where's Ron? Where's Danny? Where's all these?
Jack and everyone else walked in. Bob Moore came down.
Yeah. You see, Danny's room was filled with all the important high people in this company. I get an intern, a whore, a floozy, a van driver, a midget, a drunken alcoholic,
a midget, your friend,
and a Croatian with a hangover. And a cheap cake from Ralph's that's pink with Barbie on it. Other than that, I really appreciate it.
They spelled your name right.
Thank you.
Mm. Everybody's surprised you don't have any more friends.
It is shocking. Maybe you should start looking inside.
You are one hell of a guy.
Thank you. Seriously, everyone, thank you. It's been the most wonderful birthday.
They wanted to do it about an hour ago, and Frank was like, no, wait till 151.
Let's make him sweat it out.
No, really, no. It was crazy. It was the greatest birthday ever.
Come on, lick the icing.
No, I'll never forget this one.
It'll be your last one.
Yeah, well.
Oh, I've been covered in that. No one else will hear you having a birthday ever again.
Okay, we've got cake to eat, so let's go to commercials. Apologies next. Danny coming up top of the hour. Danny, who has, you know, important people show up at his party.
Oh, come on.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, this is Phil Buckman, the guy from those hamburger commercials. You may have noticed that you're waiting longer in drive-thru lines these days. That's because Frosty has cleaned them out on his way to work. And the future doctors taking your order are actually listening to this show on their headsets. For that daily inconvenience, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank will now apologize.
We apologize to Richard Gere, the Fire News reporters, Marshalls, and Mervyn.
My Doctor, Lesbians, and Jane Fonda.
Rod Stewart, Wanda Sykes, Prince Charles, and Mobile Homes.
Slim Jim, Jamie White, Danny Bonaducci, and my parents.
People with herpes, attorneys, and girls who want to date Frosty.
Crybabies, douchebags, losers, and dicks.
General Motors, Chrysler, Ford, Martha Stewart, poor Christmas gift givers, and all the important people around here.
Women who smell like fish, impulse body spray, directors, and the Salvation Army.
American Idol, Santa Claus, and Frosty's dog. You really have to listen to the whole show.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 97.1.